Robbie. 98, 99, 100. Gloria withdrew her chubby little forearm from before her eyes and stood for a moment, wrinkling her nose and blinking in the sunlight. Then, trying to watch in all directions at once, she withdrew a few cautious steps from the tree against which she had been leaning. She craned her neck to investigate the possibilities of a clump of bushes to the right, and then withdrew farther to obtain a better angle for viewing its dark recesses. The quiet was profound, except for the incessant buzzing of insects and the occasional chirrup of some hardy bird braving the midday sun. Gloria pouted. I bet he went inside the house, and I've told him a million times that that's not fair. With tiny lips pressed together tightly and a severe frown crinkling her forehead, she moved determinedly toward the two-story building up past the driveway. Too late, she heard the rustling sound behind her, followed by the distinctive and rhythmic clump-clump of Robbie's metal feet. She whirled about to see her triumphing companion emerge from hiding and make for the home tree at full speed. Gloria shrieked in dismay. Wait, Robbie! That wasn't fair, Robbie! You promised you wouldn't run until I found you! Her little feet could make no headway at all against Robbie's giant strides. Then, within 10 feet of the goal, Robbie's pace slowed suddenly to the merest of crawls, and Gloria, with one final burst of wild speed, dashed pantingly past him to touch the welcome bark of home tree first. Gleefully, she turned on the faithful Robbie, and with the basest of ingratitude, rewarded him for his sacrifice by taunting him cruelly for a lack of running ability. Robbie can't run, she shouted at the top of her 8-year-old voice. I can beat him any day. I can beat him any day. She chanted the words in a shrill rhythm. Robbie didn't answer, of course. Not in words. He pantomimed running instead, inching away until Gloria found herself running after him as he dodged her narrowly, forcing her to veer in helpless circles, little arms outstretched and fanning at the air. Robbie, she squealed, stand still. And the laughter was forced out of her in breathless jerks. Until he turned suddenly and caught her up, whirling her round so that for her the world fell away for a moment with a blue emptiness beneath and green trees stretching hungrily downward toward the void. Then she was down in the grass again, leaning against Robbie's leg and still holding a hard metal finger. After a while, her breath returned. She pushed uselessly at her disheveled hair in vague imitation of one of her mother's gestures and twisted to see if her dress were torn. She slapped her hand against Robbie's torso. Bad boy, I'll spank you. And Robbie cowered, holding his hands over his face so that she had to add, No, I won't, Robbie. I won't spank you. But anyway, it's my turn to hide now because you've got longer legs and you promised not to run till I found you. Robbie nodded his head, a small parallelepiped with rounded edges and corners attached to a similar but much larger parallelepiped that served as torso by means of a short, flexible stalk, and obediently faced the tree. A thin metal film descended over his glowing eyes, and from within his body came a steady, resonant ticking. Don't peek now, and don't skip any numbers, warned Gloria, and scurried for cover. With unvarying regularity, seconds were ticked off, and at the 100th, up went the eyelids, and the glowing red of Robbie's eyes swept the prospect. They rested for a moment on a bit of colorful gingham that protruded from behind a boulder. He advanced a few steps and convinced himself that it was Gloria who squatted behind it. Slowly, remaining always between Gloria and home tree, he advanced on the hiding place, and when Gloria was plainly in sight and could no longer even theorize to herself that she was not seen, he extended one arm toward her, slapping the other against his leg so that it rang again. Gloria emerged sulkily. You peeked, she exclaimed with gross unfairness. Besides, I'm tired of playing hide-and-seek. I want to ride. But Robbie was hurt at the unjust accusation, so he seated himself carefully and shook his head ponderously from side to side. Gloria changed her tone to one of gentle coaxing immediately. Come on, Robbie. I didn't mean it about the peeking. Give me a ride. Robbie was not to be won over so easily, though. He gazed stubbornly at the sky and shook his head even more emphatically. "Please, Robbie, please give me a ride." She encircled his neck with rosy arms and hugged tightly. Then, changing moods in a moment, she moved away. "If you don't, I'm going to cry," and her face twisted appallingly in preparation. Hard-hearted Robbie paid scant attention to this dreadful possibility and shook his head a third time. Gloria found it necessary to play her trump card. "If you don't," she exclaimed warmly, "I won't tell you any more stories, that's all. Not one." Robbie gave in immediately and unconditionally before this ultimatum, nodding his head vigorously until the metal of his neck hummed. Carefully, he raised the little girl and placed her on his broad, flat shoulders. Gloria's threatened tears vanished immediately, and she crowed with delight. Robbie's metal skin, kept at a constant temperature of 70 by the high-resistance coils within, felt nice and comfortable, while the beautifully loud sound her heels made as they bumped rhythmically against his chest was enchanting.